So the director of the Secret Service stepped down this week after a series of security lapses. A particular Utah congressman had a bit to do with that. Can you tell us about that?
Well, we learned not to mess with Congressman Jason Chaffetz this week, that's for sure. The Utah congressman was the leading critic. There's no question he was the leading critic of the Secret Service's, you know, screw-ups. And has been digging into the agency, it seems like, for more than a year now. He did interviews with every major TV network, every major newspaper, and he was the first one to call for the Secret Service Director Julia Pearson's resignation. Literally a few hours later, she offered it. Takeaway from this is that also, you know, Chaffetz is essentially making this pitch to be chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. That's a pretty powerful and visible committee on the Hill whose job is to essentially, you know, review everything that, you know, the government does and dig into scandals. And the chairman is like the, you know, the visible, the person, the face of this committee. And that's, you know, something that Chaffetz seems to have made himself be since he's got into Congress in the first place.
Full disclosure, the Salt Lake Tribune has endorsed Jason Chaffetz for the 3rd District. Isn't that right?
I did read that, although, of course, I have no vote on that endorsement.
So. No, right.
Yeah.
Moving on, Mitt Romney is moving back to Utah, so there's one question that's been on everyone's mind about Mitt Romney lately. Has he registered to vote yet?
Well, kind of. We'll leave it at kind of.
Okay.
Mitt and Ann Romney, yes, are moving permanently to Holiday. They're building a home there right next to their son, Josh, and they've already got their Utah driver's licenses. The thing is, as you saw in the Salt Lake Tribune this morning, when they signed up to get their licenses, Mitt Romney also signed a form to register to vote. The form that he signed, though, listed an address of his previous home that he sold 5 years ago, and there wasn't any boxes checked for any party affiliation, meaning that Romney technically registered to vote as an unaffiliated voter. But it all appears to be a mistake. The form was pre-filled out by a driver's license clerk using an old address that was in their system. Not all the information was checked, and Romney apparently signed it without noticing the error. Utah officials are going to send him a new voter registration form, and I'm sure that this time they'll check that Republican box. I could tell yesterday the Romney folks were a bit upset with me and my story, but I should note that if I hadn't caught it, Romney wouldn't be able to vote this year.
Really? So you basically saved his ability to vote.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doing my part.
Well, maybe you can do that for me if that happens to me at some point.
Yeah, I'll be there for you.
Okay, thanks. And then finally, the Supreme Court, this is kind of surprising, actually. The Supreme Court has yet to announce whether it'll take up one or possibly multiple same-sex marriage cases. Any idea when we'll hear about that?
Well, soon, I hope. It's become like my new morning game to be checking the Supreme Court docket to see if any orders have come out, to see if the High Court's going to take up any. I think there's 7 gay marriage cases that have petitioned the court. Utah's case, of course, is a possible good choice for the court. It's a fairly simple case. It was the first case ruled on by a circuit court. And like the rest, all the petitioners and respondents both want the case to be taken up. But we'll see. Justice Antonin Scalia joked yesterday at a forum in Colorado that he knows when the court's going to decide, but he wouldn't say when. He just said soon.
You can always count on the Supreme Court to be a little mysterious, yes, about its ways.
Yes, they're definitely very secretive.
All right. Well, Thomas Burr, thank you so much for joining me today. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Ryan.